Poll, half of Palestinians view Abraham Accords positively. By Joel B. Polak on August 24, 2023. Nearly half of Palestinians view the Abraham Accords, President Donald Trump's peace agreements between Israel and several Arab nations, positively, according to a poll by the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. According to the Institute's web publication, Fikr Forum, when compared to the average 16% of other Arab publics in the April 2023 poll who viewed the Abraham Accords as somewhat or very positive for the region, attitudes in Gaza and East Jerusalem are starkly different. Notably, 47% in Gaza and 63% in East Jerusalem express a positive view of the regional impact of the Accords. And while the percentage of those who held this opinion shrinks in the West Bank, it is a similar proportion to the UAE, which had the most positive response in April 2023 at 27%. That said, a solid majority in all three locations, 58% in Gaza, 61% in the West Bank, and 64% in East Jerusalem, agree with the following statement: Arab governments are neglecting the Palestinians and starting to make friends with Israel, because they think the Palestinians should be more willing to compromise. And, as discussed in a separate article, a significant number of Gazans and some West Bankers agree that Palestinian leadership should normalize with Israel were Saudi Arabia to do so. The Palestinian Authority rejected participation in the Accords, despite promises of billions of dollars in aid. Nevertheless, the Accords, launched with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, and later including Morocco and Sudan, in addition to the Muslim nation of Kosovo, have encouraged peace, prosperity, and travel in the region, especially between Tel Aviv and Dubai. Notably, the Accords have barely progressed under President Joe Biden. The Biden administration, after isolating Saudi Arabia and criticizing Israel, has been publicly touting the prospects of an Israeli-Saudi peace deal. One of the sticking points is Saudi Arabia's demand for the ability to enrich uranium to compete with Iran, which is thought to be near the threshold of a nuclear weapon. The Biden administration has said that Israel would also have to make concessions to the Palestinians for the Saudis to sign onto a peace deal. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.